thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, lovely viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU Band and Intelsat 10C Band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C Band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Cumba on CIAT Cumba.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, en Bosque Popular. Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños. Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal. Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System. On Exito Vision, in Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas, Televisión, and in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa S.A. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Donaukop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, midwives in the United Kingdom help expectant mothers quit smoking. In environmental news, Bhutan inaugurates an ecological society. In intercultural news, Morocco affirms friendship with Portugal. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 3rd, is the Independence Day of Belarus, commemorating its autonomy attained in 1991. Situated in Eastern Europe, Belarus shares the Belovezhskaya forest with Poland. This is the largest surviving area of undisturbed mixed deciduous and coniferous forest in Europe. In addition, the woodlands are part of a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. The Mir Castle complex, one of the most well-known buildings in the country, is another World Heritage Site. It first began being constructed in the 15th century and reflects Gothic Renaissance and Baroque architectural styles. Famous Belarusians include acclaimed artist Marc Chagall and esteemed actor and producer Ignat Vinitsky, who is considered the father of Belarusian theatre. we wish the kind people of Belarus a festive Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Hurricane brings devastation across the Americas. Hurricane Alex, the first of this Atlantic season, began as a tropical storm and cost the lives of at least 5 people in Nicaragua, 3 in El Salvador, and 2 in Guatemala, as it moved up the Central American coast last week, damaging hundreds of homes and roads while triggering floods and landslides. In El Salvador, more than 3,500 people were evacuated due to the storm, with the nation's Ministry of Social Inclusion providing the displaced with food and shelter, while hundreds of tourists and residents were moved for their safety from low-lying areas in Belize on June 26th.
As the storm made landfall over northeastern Mexico on Wednesday, June 30th, it was ranked as a Category 2 hurricane, with officials reporting at least 8 fatalities and rains packed with 170 km/h winds prompted the evacuation of 5,000 people to emergency shelters in Nuevo León. Another 7,000 fled to shelters in Tamaulipas, where 2,500 troops were sent for relief and rescue efforts as numerous streets were flooded and trees uprooted. In nearby Texas, USA, where officials were on alert following President Barack Obama's declaration of a state of emergency there late Tuesday, southern regions also experienced heavy rains that inundated various low-lying areas and caused at least 1,000 residents to temporarily seek refuge in evacuation centers.
Our thankfulness, all governments, officials, and assisting personnel for your emergency responses to the intense storm. We send sincere sympathies for the lives lost as we pray for the protection of the storm-afflicted and that such widespread disturbances subside through our kinder consideration of the ecosphere.
Incessant rains cause mudslides in Nepal. In the very early hours of Wednesday, June 30th, heavy monsoons in eastern regions displaced more than 400 residents. Police deployed search and rescue personnel for 8 people reported to be missing in Udaipur district, with more than 10 who were injured, while at least 14 homes in neighboring Sanguasaba district were swept away by mudslides. The Red Cross Society has been helping with food and shelter, and the local administrations have pledged their assistance in people's return to their homes. Our sincere thanks, Red Cross Society, Nepalese governments, and all emergency personnel for your comfort and aid at this time. May residents' lives swiftly be restored to regularity as we pray that our care and consideration of one another touch heaven so that natural catastrophes as these subside.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Ireland provides development aid for Uganda. On Wednesday, June 30th, Irish Foreign Affairs Minister Michael Martin signed a memorandum of understanding that pledged his country's donation of 166 million euros to assist in various areas of expansion in Uganda. The 5-year funding will be distributed through the charity Irish Aid to help eliminate poverty and promote education, democracy, and health. Minister Martin stated, Irish Aid will work with the government and the civil society to rebuild and empower communities. We will provide education, health, water, and sanitation to revitalize the economy and promote peace building and reconciliation. He went on to commend Uganda's advancement toward the accomplishment of Millennium Development Goals and such policies as the country's decision to offer free primary and secondary education. Our sincere appreciation and heaven bless Minister Martin and Government of Ireland for your generous support of Uganda. May her people be graced with ever-improving health and opportunities for abundantly fulfilling lives.
New Zealand law increases protection for animals. The Animal Welfare Amendment Act, passed unanimously by New Zealand's Parliament, increases the maximum penalties that can be imposed for mistreatment of animals, with up to 5-year sentences that can now be imposed, along with the doubling of fines for both individuals and companies.
The new measure also includes a broader definition of ill treatment and was commended by Agriculture Minister David Carter, who noted its demonstration of New Zealanders wanting stronger laws to protect animals from harm. Kudos, Your Excellency, and New Zealand parliamentarians alike. May such commitment to improving the well-being of animals' lives motivate many others around the world.
Washington, D.C., USA launches Meat-Free Mondays. The City Council of the nation's capital has passed a resolution encouraging residents to forego animal products on Mondays. An excerpt of the Meat-Free Mondays Recognition Resolution of 2010 reads, "A weekly reminder to restart healthy habits encourages success, and we are more likely to maintain behaviors begun on Monday throughout the week." The declaration goes on to cite the obesity epidemic, health conditions, and poor meat hygiene as further reasons for the need to highlight the benefits of a diet abundant in fruits and vegetables. Additionally, the measure is intended to support compassion to animals, curbing climate change, and the alleviation of world hunger.
In response to the passing of this resolution, Miriam's Kitchen, which serves home-cooked meals to the homeless and disadvantaged in Washington, D.C., has stated that it will be offering plant-based meals on Fridays. Generous vegan food donations have followed this announcement from such sources as Whole Foods Market, Nasoya, Turtle Island Foods, Light Life Foods, and others. Moreover, staff from the organization's Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, as well as Compassion Over Killing, are volunteering their time to cook and serve the first of many meat-free Fridays at Miriam's Kitchen.
Bravo, D.C. City Council members, for your passage of this forward-thinking initiative in the capital of the USA, as we also thank all the organizations and individuals for their support in furthering the veg lifestyle. May your examples light the path for many others to realize the imperative advantage of the plant-based diet in sustaining one's health and saving the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Syria's president makes premier visit to Brazil. As part of his tour of Latin America, which included previous meetings with dignitaries in both Cuba and Venezuela, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was welcomed in Brazil in a reciprocal visit to one made by Brazilian President Inácio Lula da Silva in 2003. Discussions between the two heads of state centered on such matters as negotiations of peace with the Middle East, as well as expanded trade relations.
The Archbishop of the Orthodox Church in Brazil, His Eminence Damaskinos Mansour, lauded the president's visit for its value to the millions of Syrians living abroad in Brazil, stating, "It is long awaited. The whole community welcomes his visit because it will enhance communications with their motherland, Syria."
Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency, for your cordial and fruitful meetings. Wishing you continued safe travels with many more strides toward harmonious relations between Syria, Brazil, and the international community.
Save Our Planet, Halt Land Clearing to Preserve Biodiversity during the recent International Climate Adaptation Futures Conference that ended Thursday, July 1st in Brisbane, Australia, United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, Chief Scientist Dr. Joseph Alcamo urged for further tangible goals to protect biodiversity loss. His call followed a vote by UNEP nations earlier in June to establish a new intergovernmental platform on biodiversity and ecosystems in light of the gravity of such issues as they are linked strongly to human survival.
In the face of alarming declines of animal and plant species worldwide due to human activities and climate change, Dr. Alcamo added that an ideal strategy would be to focus on setting limits for human impacts to entire ecosystems, rather than attempting to protect individual species based on their chance for recovery. He suggested, for example, reducing land use changes such as deforestation to protect habitats.
According to Dr. Clive McAlpine, environmental researcher at the University of Queensland, land clearing through deforestation has been observed to have a large impact on Australia's biodiversity.
When you look at landscapes like in Western Australia, southwest Western Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, and Queensland, that amounts to some areas in Western 10% or even 5% native vegetation remaining. So there's very extensive clearing in those areas, and that's, you know, had major impacts for biodiversity and also for catchment hydrology and for feedbacks on climate.
Professor McAlpine explained that the foremost reason for Australia's rapid and dramatic removal of trees has been for agriculture and livestock grazing.
Trees compete with grasses for moisture and nutrients. As a result, farmers have gone out, cleared large areas, converted that into new crops and pastures.
To save the environment, Professor McAlpine emphasized that it is vital to restore wildlife habitats and address such land use issues along with climate change.
If we focus purely on climate change and greenhouse gases without looking at land use, including beef cattle grazing and other forms of livestock grazing, then we're still going to have problems further down the track. So we need to address them all collectively and try and get to some sort of sustainable land use in the future.
Many thanks, Professor McAlpine, for your insights on the interrelatedness of deforestation, biodiversity loss, and livestock grazing. May wise government policies and individual actions together prevent a further demise of the remaining ecosystems on which we all depend.
In an interview published in the September 2009 edition of The House magazine, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the very issue of how livestock agriculture is impacting the ecosphere.
On land, meat consumption is responsible for vast regions being clear for grazing crops that are fed to livestock, with these activities essentially robbing our biodiversity. There has been an alarming rise in the disappearance of plants and animals. Besides the land being clear for livestock grazing, the livestock itself causes further biodiversity loss due to potent greenhouse gas emissions, which accelerate global warming. The answer to all this, you know, is quite clear. Stop the meat consumption. Stop it yesterday. This will eliminate the so-called need for livestock grazing, which will immediately return immense amounts of land to natural sustainability or to natural growing methods that allow biodiversity to be replenished. This is the way we need to go, and fast.
Save Our Planet. Organic growing benefits ecosystem and yields larger crops. In a study published in the journal Nature, entomologist and lead author Dr. David Crowder of Washington State University, USA, reported that farms using organic growing practices contained more balanced animal and plant communities with naturally lower populations of insect species.
Observing the state's potato crops in particular, the researchers found that no single species of insect was dominant in the organically grown fields. Moreover, the organic potatoes grew to be 30% bigger than their pesticide-treated counterparts.
Many thanks, Dr. Crowder and Washington State University colleagues, for this clear demonstration of the benefits of growing produce organically. Wishing that more and more farmers discover the same for the flourishing health of both people and the planet.
Save our planet. The U.S. government allocates $1.3 million in funding to Washington State, USA, for Governor Chris Gregoire's plans to build the nation's first highway with a series of electric vehicle recharging stations that span the entire state.
Save our planet. China's health officials report that 3 people perished, with 20 others requiring hospitalization due to heat stroke during a 5-day period of unusually high temperatures in Hami Prefecture of Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region.
Save our planet. Since the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, Swiss company Hi-Q develops a fabric named Oil Guard, which absorbs up to 7 times its weight in crude oil to aid in cleanup efforts. With interest being shown by Alabama, USA, and Mexico's state-owned oil company, Pemex.
Warning news. In an interview with television network MSNBC's Lifeline program, American author and journalism professor Michael Pollan highlights recent studies showing that children with high level of pesticides in their urine are more likely to suffer from attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD.
Lua Lagrina-Cucci, and this is my sweet husband.
Hi, I'm Una. Lua and I are happy vegans, with a frugal tip of the day.
If you are thinking about getting a bicycle, you may consider buying a used one in good condition.
The cost should be substantially less than a new model.
Bicycle stores, yard sales, and outdoor markets may be places to check for them.
It's a good idea to do some research first at your local library or online.
Happy cycling!
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet.
Now the worldwide weather.
In environmental news, the Bhutan Ecological Society is launched. The Yugyen Wangtuk Institute for Conservation and Environment has started the Green Group in Thimphu, the capital city of the nation. As part of the inauguration ceremonies, Her Royal Highness Princess Asi Chimi Yangsum Wangchuk, the patron of the society, honored 2 recipients, Mr. Daso Palzor J. Dorzi and Mr. Sonam Punso, with the Yigme Singye Wangchuk Outstanding Environmental Stewardship Award. Congratulations, Yugyen Wangchuk Institute for Conservation and Environment, on founding the Bhutan Ecological Society, and Mr. Daso Palzor J. Dorzi and Mr. Sonam Punso on your wonderful eco-recognition. Our respectful gratitude, Your Royal Highness, Princess Asi Chimi Yangtsum Wangchuk, for your support of this important earth-loving endeavor. May Buddha bless the exquisitely beautiful land of Bhutan to flourish evermore in a vibrant world.
In good governance news, midwives in Rotherham, the United Kingdom, help expectant mothers quit smoking. National Health Service, or NHS Rotherham, an organisation responsible for ensuring healthcare for Rotherham, initiated the specialist project, thought to be the first in the country. It is made up of a team of midwives and stop smoking advisors who assist the expectant mothers and their families to give up smoking through consultations, information and support. According to the Rotherham General Infirmary, 25 women stopped smoking in the first few weeks of the plan. Our thankfulness, National Health Service Rotherham, and participating midwives and advisors, for your commitment to the well-being of newly forming babies and their families. May all individuals choose uplifting habits, free of toxins, to benefit themselves and the upcoming generation. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Morocco looks forward to a future enhanced by amicable relations with Portugal. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more peace-filled news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, befitting news for a worthy world. In intercultural news, Morocco affirms her friendship with Portugal. Prime Minister Abbas El Fassi of Morocco stated during the 11th Moroccan-Portuguese High Joint Commission held in Marrakesh, Morocco, that the two nations are geographically and historically connected. His Excellency further highlighted that the close relations between the countries exemplify trust and understanding, also with a view to the future. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Abbas El Fassi, for your cordial statements. May the gracious citizens of both Portugal and Morocco be blessed with joy, harmony, and sustainability.
Now for a joke told in Zulu, a language of South Africa, entitled Field Trip.
Ikilasi lemkulisa lavakashela enkudleni eyakamu lakama polisa lapho ilonomusa iyapolisa lababonisa indawo bema kwaishumi efunwa kakhulu amaposta latha lazakuzumisa ziyaziya ekupheni sithi thombe sizithangi yini kubusa one minyaka e6 iphoyisa lathi yebo impela icisweni yacuba yini kiyambambi sithande sithombe sakhe.
And now for our viewers' heartline on eco-friendly organic agriculture in South Africa on Planet Earth, our loving home.
Brilliant! Love and respect for our earth and all life. Organic fruits are so delicious. Amy from Ireland.
Planet-loving Amy, thank you for your enthusiastic comment. We so agree, organic fruits are tasty, healthy and fragrant. May all people enjoy this nectar of the divine. With God's love to you and the compassionate people of Great Ireland.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May boundless love and light shine upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To encourage live art and revive community spirit, British artist Luke Jerome launches Play Me, I'm Yours with dozens of uniquely decorated upright pianos now installed on the streets of London, UK, and USA's New York City to invite shared music from passersby.
King Abdul Aziz University, or KAU in Saudi Arabia, wins Best Educational Academic Website Award, presented by the internationally recognized Pan-Arab Web Awards Academy in collaboration with the Arab Administrative Development Organization.
The 14th annual American Black Film Festival drew thousands to Miami, Florida, including professional athletes who participated in a pilot training program for the film industry, as well as famed director Spike Lee, who taught a masterclass at the event.
Egypt's leading cleric, Sheikh Ahmed Mohammed Ahmed Al-Tayyib, calls for the Palestinian Hamas and Fatah groups to overcome their differences, stating that promoting harmonious unity is an Islamic duty.
After strangers helped support the Dykes family in Texas, USA, with their infant son Dakota's rare and ultimately fatal disease, the family launches Team Dakota in his memory to raise funds for other families with critically ill children.
Saudi Arabia donates $24 million in food aid through the UN World Food Program to benefit residents displaced by civil conflict in Pakistan.
According to a recent study conducted by scientists at the University of Florida in the USA, employees given the opportunity by employers to volunteer in public service actually work harder in their jobs, thus boosting the company's growth.
Experts at Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History are digitalizing over 2,000 cave paintings found in the northern La Pintada archaeological zone to further study and protect these rare works of art.
With roaming mobile charges that have decreased by 73% in the European Union since 2005, another price reduction benefits people making calls while abroad in member states, as these are lowered to a maximum of 39 cents per minute.
10-year-old Sierra Cook of Florida, USA, organizes a book drive and collects more than 300 textbooks to be delivered to children in Africa through USA-based Books for Africa, the world's largest shipper of donated books to the continent.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.